Good morning. It's November the 2nd, 2014, a Sunday morning. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. It's, what time is it? 10 o'clock-ish. 9:58 a.m. to be precise. I've been out walking for a while. I left the house a little bit quite a lot earlier. I left the house at like 9:15, so I've been walking 45 minutes already. What does Endomondo say? Endomondo says 35 minutes. I've walked almost 2 miles already. I've been walking around the neighborhood taking pictures, setting up my ingress territory, establishing what I hope will be portals that I can use. So yeah, ingress is a fun game. It's very interesting in that there's a certain chess-like aspect in terms of where do you place portals, how do you use the portals. There's one that's about 20 miles from here that's a pain in the butt because it's putting ley lines across the city that we as the resistance cannot cross with our own ley lines. So it makes it a bit difficult. But I killed off a couple of the lines last night. I had to go out and take the kid to play. I happened to be at the campus, and the campus is just littered with opportunity for ingress mischief, and I took advantage of it. That's interesting. Some sort of little capsule on a stick attached to an electrical outlet. I'm not sure exactly what it is. So off we go. Here we are. Round and round we go, down and down we go. So I've started recording at a little bit different place this morning because I've already been walking. And I'm not going to walk back to the stop sign just so that I can record on the same path. I'm nearly at the same path. I'm coming up on the Monk Post shortly. Across the street. Ahead of this car because I know he's not going to stop if I'm in the crosswalk, so I'll just jaywalk. And here we are on the Western Reach. It's a little bit sooner than I might normally, but I don't have a lot to talk about today. It was kind of another day yesterday. I didn't get my cover done, so I didn't get the files uploaded. Maybe today. I did get a good night's sleep. The extra hour didn't hurt me in the least. Went to bed around 10, woke up around 8, so, yeah, 10 good solid hours of sleep. That wasn't completely solid. I woke up a little bit in the middle of the night and rolled over and went back to sleep. I was actually awake around 7 trying to go back to sleep, but didn't. Monk Post. My wife is still having trouble sleeping, so she actually got up, and I didn't even hear her get up. I didn't hear her come to bed. I didn't hear her get up. In theory, she was in bed 4 hours while I was asleep. Okay. She's not doing well. Anytime they mess with her meds, she gets extra anxious. And the new meds aren't actually doing very well for her. But she's going to the doctor's tomorrow. She's got an appointment. She'll go see them tomorrow and talk about her medications. It's a rather warm day. I'm just, you know, I just got on my windbreaker. It was 52 when I left the house this morning. Sun is brilliantly shining on me. It's quite warm. It's 10 o'clock and it's almost due south already, so that's because of the daylight standard time. Actually, 10 o'clock daylight standard time. It's not as far south as it might have been. No, it's not. I just looked. I had it backwards. My brain had it backwards. It's quite common with my brain to have things exactly reversed. The sun is in fact not as high in the sky as it would have been yesterday. Astronomically, it's positioned for sidereal time. So yeah, we're good. La-di-da, la-di-da. So I'm walking, and I'm not really talking, just walking. So I have been having a discussion with an individual, and I use that in the Dilbert connotation of individual. So he's written allegedly a non-fiction book, which I believe is an extended essay on the new American alpha bitch and the rise of the quasi-man is the title, which you can't find anywhere because apparently it's not actually published, even though he keeps putting reviews up to try to convince me that this is a book that I should read. And what he did was he put up a request for cover feedback. And I told him that I didn't think the cover... The cover really was off-putting. And that the review that he posted a review about how important the book was. The review said how important the book was and how there were a lot of thin-skinned, politically correct femmes who would object to it. And that's actually code for a sort of misogynist rant that's pretty common. So I said, you know, I found the cover was a bit off-putting. The review convinced me that I really didn't, that wasn't anything that I was going to be interested in. So, yeah. And he came back and he said, yeah, well, I'm not surprised that you have such a traditional thought process. And it's really an important book, and the cover was specifically chosen because it was, he's a marketing guy and sex sells, so he put boobs on the cover. And it's basically all that's on the cover except the text. And it's set up in such a way that it looks like It looks sort of like a Time magazine cover with the red border around it, and the title's in the red border, it's across the top. But it looks like the phrase I used in describing it to him was boobs of the year. And I really didn't think that it was appropriate. I said it wasn't a book that I would be interested in reading based on the cover. And so he came back and asked me what I would put on the cover, and I said, well, I don't know. I'm extremely sensitive to disembodied women, and that it smacks of a certain brand of misogyny that I find troubling. And he came back to me and said, well, I don't get where you're getting from, disembodied women. And it's like, well, when you cut a woman down to her boobs, what do you call it? You don't have a woman on the cover, you've got boobs on the cover. And if her power is in her breasts, that's kind of reductionist. That's kind of stupid. I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking. So it was an interesting conversation, only from the standpoint of this guy seriously does not understand what I'm saying, so I'm pretty much done saying anything. But it's like, really? Dude? I can't tell you what to put on the cover because I don't know who your audience is. Clearly your audience is not me if you think that this is an attractive cover. So, yeah, it's interesting. Interesting in the standpoint of this guy seriously believes what he's doing. I seriously think that he's missing a couple of screws. And here we are, crossing the street. Wow, I didn't need this jacket, that's for sure. Holy crap, it's hot out here. I have leaves on my lawn. Drew getting Crane to put on their final application of the winter, of the fall, and they said, well, we can't do this with all the leaves, so they'll have to reschedule. So they won't actually reschedule. What they'll do is that they'll reschedule on their end and call me the day before they're going to come out and tell me they're coming, and I'm supposed to respond. Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Tomorrow's Monday, though. It's a chore day. Perhaps I'll get some of this done then. But for the moment, I am at the back gate. And tomorrow, tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, oh, it is short, 13 minutes. Well, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.